Copyright March 31st, 2009, Common Era by Justin Kostler. Patterns and Context Formalized, otherwise known as PIC form. Now, in PIC form, information can be represented metaphorically as patterns and contexts. Contexts can be networked together to form networks of contexts. A context is like a framework, like the setting in a story. The word context might come from the words continuum of texture, or continuum of text, like printed books. Anyway, a context is formed out of a network of patterns, and a pattern is something that's repeatable. Repetition is what makes a pattern a pattern, and there's a little bit of symmetry in that. And a pattern is a network of variables and constants and relations. And those are juxtapositions of dimensions, such as first principle properties like qualitative dimensions and quantitative dimensions, such as metrics and scalars, and as quantitative, which are forms of comparisons. And qualities are things that are descriptive, like adjectives, like things that add more texture to the description of a noun. And qualitative and quantitative dimensions are some kinds of first principles. There also are conditionals and positional dimensions, orientational perspectives, probably a lot of other ones too. And all that exists in possibility space. There's also possibility space beyond context. And possibility space exists in plurality, which exists in presumably oneness. So that's a simple rundown of patterns and context. And I think it can be useful for forming a framework for asking questions, like networks of questions, and for making a more practical and useful core of beliefs, such as axiomatic deductive systems and induction heuristics. That's guesswork that precedes one guess built upon other guesses. And I believe that the brain tries to make patterns out of pieces of thoughts and memories and guesses. And that's one of its primary functions. And in order to recognize something knowably, a person person might need to be exposed to it three times. The first time it might just look like some kind of static or random something rather. The second time that it happens, then they can say, yeah, this happened before, I think, even though my memory didn't classify it, I wasn't able to. So that forms an induction. And if it happens third time, there's proof of induction. And it can be thought of in terms of a third-person perspective and can be inventoried. Okay, have a good day.